This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers going coast to coast, border to border. And, of course, Felix and the gang and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And then there's the suicide jockeys out there, Tom and the crew, hauling gas, hauling diesel, hauling jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S at the end of it. And then you add the word America to it, Captain's America. And check us out over there. And don't forget our website is merely the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check us out. You can hear us over there with the live stream that's being played right now after the show goes off the air. Then, of course, we do stream all day long over there. The show rotates every 4 hours. And, of course, our podcasts are over there and a lot of other goodies, too. So go check it out, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Now, in the meantime, hour number two starts off with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we start out this hour with Special Counsel John Durham, and we're hearing more about this Igor Dashenko, the primary subsource of the Christopher Steele dossier on Donald Trump. Dashenko, who now is charged with 5 counts of lying to the FBI about his sources for the dossier, had earlier filed a motion to dismiss the charges against him. However, Special Counsel John Durham filed a pretrial motion limiting his false statements that he could make and holding him over for trial. So this is going to be interesting.
It certainly is. You know, over time, Captain, we've learned so much more about this, the false pretenses and the dossier and the Russia, Russia, Russia and the Trump, Russia hoax thing that it's still blowing everybody's mind. There's no doubt about that. Again, even at this time where we're getting ready to have another for the midterm elections, it should be absolutely obvious just how far the Democrat Party leader willing to go in order to mess everything up. And it's just that simple.
Well, it is just that simple, and you are exactly right with that. And, of course, give credit where credit is due. We said that a long time ago when this first started, that something really stunk.
Yes, well, exactly right. And yet, many in the media, Captain, they try to give these stories legs, as it were, right? And they try to keep repeating it. And we saw even sort of a repeat of it just a few days ago. Trump is going to D.C. He must be turning himself in, and all this. And they just start this wild speculation. It never turns out to ever be true.
Imagine that.
Yeah, but they try to get the fire started, basically. They try to get it going. And, of course, if that wasn't anything of the sort that he was doing.
Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi met in Uzbekistan on Thursday for the first face-to-face talks since the invasion of the Ukraine. How would you like to have been a fly on the wall for that one?
Very much so, yeah.
What do you suppose they were talking about?
I think that President Xi is looking at this very closely and always gauging, probably minute by minute, well, could we invade Taiwan at this point? Can we invade Taiwan at this point? Can we invade Taiwan at this point? You know, he's watching to see how the world has been reacting.
I would say they could invade anybody they want, any time they want, but whether or not they'll do it or not is a horse of a different color, because Taiwan is not just going to sit there and go, yep, here we are, come get us.
Well, no, they're not. And even what we see happening in Ukraine is incredibly encouraging, right? Because we have all these stories of the Russians, some Russians deserting, they're pushing them back, et cetera, et cetera. And you're right, Taiwan won't go down without a fight. But Taiwan has, I think, maybe a bigger chance of bringing in other players into that kind of conflict.
Yeah, and Eric is pointing out that Igor's directly linked to the Kremlin as a Russian intelligence asset. And, yep, we talked about that at length yesterday with Denise Simon. So she is well aware of that, and I believe the audience is well aware of that, too.
Yep.
All right, I hear the music coming up. You hold on. Folks, we're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I got somebody in the neighborhood that's going to take us to break. Wait till you hear this one. Here we go.
Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern to hear the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Why should I do it?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern to hear the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Whoa, who was that masked man? Alrighty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Tell you what, Mike Lindell is under fire again. And it's just really hard to believe how the government is trying to get even with him for the information he found out about the election and put out there with all the different sources that he was able to buy television time to do. And it's a shame that when someone tries to do the right thing, the deep state closes in and tries to put them out of business. Well, they're at it again. They're at it again. So let's do what we can to help support Mike Lindell. His websites are MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Trot on over there with the promo code CAPTAIN. Take a look and see what there is that might trip your trigger. There's a lot of great things that are on special on both of those websites. And I will speak with authority about MyPillow.com because they have the radio listener specials page, which is where you listeners go in, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be able to save a whole bunch of money. That's where the savings are in there. And you'll be able to find savings on all sorts of stuff. For example, pillows, if you need a pillow, start at $19.98. If you need a pair of the all-season slippers, which are the new slippers he's got, they start at $29.98. And, of course, you'll see the buy one, get one specials that he's got there on the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Now, MyStore.com is stuff that you'll find for your house, your living room, your dining room, your kitchen, and some accessories there that you can certainly use. And all of this leads me up to telling you that if you got somebody who's got a birthday coming or they're having a baby shower or getting married or something like that, these sites I mentioned have excellent gifts for you. Excellent gifts. And everybody will be happy when they get what they get. Now, don't forget, you go over to the website, MyPillow.com, and you'll be able to get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase that you make. So You can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or you can go to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're home free. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And it's a shame what they're doing to Mike Lindell. It just really irks me when I keep hearing the stuff. And by the way, we did talk yesterday about those 50 people that also were subpoenaed and in some cases had their phones taken away from them because of the fact that they were around the White House on the 6th of January. These were people further down the ladder nobody would have thought about.
Well, right. I think that has to do with the casting the wide net. Makes me wonder, Captain, where all this is leading in terms of a cohesive or some kind of coherent idea of prosecution. What are they going to come up with here?
Yeah, it's true. And Eric is saying something. I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but... I don't know if he's talking about Mike Lindell or somebody different. Anyway, you know, we found ourselves asking this question when the island off Cape Cod announced that it was experiencing a humanitarian crisis after 50 people arrived there seeking shelter. They were reportedly migrants, some of who may in fact be refugees from Venezuela's communist dictatorship, who had reportedly been flown up to Martha's Vineyard on a plane sent to pick them up in Texas by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. How about that?
Very interesting. What it points up, Captain, is that this issue of illegal immigration, it's not anti-immigrant. That I think it's important to point out. I don't think the American people are anti-immigration or anti-immigrant. I think that they're anti-illegal immigration because there's no way of knowing who's coming across the border. And I think those are legitimate concerns. But what it points up is that this is a national issue. It's not something that is only confined to Republicans or Democrats in terms of the effect that illegal immigration has. And it shows that we have to work together. But the Democrat Party elite, Captain, have caused this to become such a partisan thing such a point of division that it's dooming the country to continue to suffer this kind of thing.
Now, the island's officials announced that the residents, towns, and community-based nonprofit groups had sprung into action to provide food, shelter, health care, and other amenities for the new arrivals. They noted that two emergency shelters had been established in case of further arrivals. Now, did you hear anything about that from anybody?
No, I haven't, to be honest, no.
Okay, so I guess I'm finding something that's out there that somebody doesn't want to report on?
Well, could very well be, but it also shows, of course, that, you know, the entire attitude of the political realm, at least on the Democrat side, and especially in places like Martha's Vineyard, is nope, don't do that here. We're immune to illegal immigration, evidently. And again, it goes back to my earlier point. This is a national issue. We should be working together, but the Democrats have made this such a point of division and trying to make us go off a cliff.
Wait till you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
So much for the capacity that Martha's Vineyard has to shelter refugees. Census data reports that there's about 17,000 year-long residents and about 14,600 homes on the island. Now, let's estimate that each home has four bedrooms, and each bedroom can comfortably sleep up to three people. That would bring the island's sleep capacity up to 175,200 beds, and 158,200 would be unoccupied.
Well, that's very interesting. Exactly. The whole issue of immigration, Captain, I think if it was seen as it is by the voters, I think would change the elections and the trajectory in favor of the Republicans in a massive way, and certainly going into 2024. But seeing actual results, the old adage, the proof is in the pudding, they won't be able to argue with it, the Democrats, that is.
Now, you just heard me talk about retail sales being up 0.3%, correct?
Right.
Well, here's another headline about the same story. Wait till you hear this.
Retail sales were much weaker than expected in August, despite what you might have thought from the celebrity headlines. The headline figure was up 0.3%, which beat expectations for flat reading. But when the metric excludes auto sales, which was down 0.3%, missing expectations for a flat reading, the control group, basically retail sales minus autos, restaurants, and building materials, was flat in July, missing expectations for an increase of 0.8%. Didn't happen.
Well, right, exactly, and then of course also we're seeing the interest rates for buying homes now is, I think, approaching or is at least 6%. These things don't happen in a vacuum. They're not just news stories. They actually have effects, and we'll continue to see these effects. It'll get worse, most unfortunately, before it gets better when we're able to put better policies in place.
Well, with estimates of the GDP down below 1 with just a few more weeks to go in the third quarter, there's a non-trivial risk that the economic registers a third consecutive contraction. What do you think?
Could be. Very, very much so. Very much so, yeah.
So now you're in an inflation and you're entrenched in an inflation because it only takes two quarters to be there, right?
Right, that's right, of negative growth, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did you know this one? Industrial production declined in August as production at utilities turned down sharply. The Fed said the total industrial production, including mining, manufacturing, utilities output, fell 0.2%. And by the way, when it comes to what they need to have for batteries and different things there, Wall Street's estimate was flat, fell flat in its face. They were talking about a 5.5% increase in July, and in fact they got one that was revised downward to 0.6% downward.
Well, right, and so the data is showing us that things are bad and going from bad to worse. But also, Captain, there's the feeling out there in America of everything sort of going in the wrong direction, whether it's people showing up for work, whether it's the anticipation that we're going to have more money to spend. Everything seems to be going the wrong direction.
I'm going to go through my Dobie Gillis moment as I put you on hold. Work! Work! Remember Maynard G. Krebs? Work! Work! I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge has appointed U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary to serve as a special master tasked with reviewing the documents seized by the FBI during its search at former President Donald Trump's home in South Florida. Trump proposed Deary for the role last Friday, and the Justice Department lawyers told the court Monday evening that they did not oppose his appointment. At least five people were injured during a bomb squad training at the State Correctional Institution, Phoenix and Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
The training was a joint operation that included the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, the FBI, and the ATF. Instructors were reportedly installing a live bomb into a car when it prematurely detonated. This is USA Radio.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Now, you know, it doesn't really matter where you're at listening to me right now, because when you've got a problem with your foot or your ankle or your leg, lower leg below the knee, you got a problem that's got to be corrected somehow, some way. And I've been to numerous doctors over the past 20-some odd years since I got hurt at the World Trade Center. And I was going nowhere fast in the last year. I ran into a situation where infection had set in my leg from the World Trade Center. It had gotten in my system, and it had started to do adverse things to me. Now, once I checked it out and I found this doctor, former Navy doctor, we call him Dr. Bill, because to pronounce his entire name takes a library. It's Dr. Dr. Bill Spyropoulos is the way you pronounce his name, a fine Irishman. But for you guys and gals that are out there suffering, he specializes in wound care of the leg and the foot, diabetic foot care, limb salvage, which is what he did to me. He saved my left leg from being amputated, my left at the ankle down, and general podiatry, and the thing that really worked for me, of course, the hyperbolic oxygen. He has that. And that's the latest thing when it comes to dealing with different things. Now, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is the name of the company. I'll give you his phone number. That's the best way to get a hold of him and then talk to them. Schedule an appointment and see what he can do. The number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. He's located in St. Petersburg on 38th, just down the street from St. Petersburg General. And I would highly recommend him for anybody having problems with your leg or your ankle, your knee, your foot. He certainly can help you out. He helped me. He'll help you. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, who ran and got elected on her I'm going to get Trump policy. Remember that?
Oh, very much. Yeah.
Yeah. She's rejected a settlement offer from Trump and has moved now to file a civil lawsuit in the fraud case against Trump. Now, she's doing that for a reason. Number one, she does not have a criminal case against Trump. Just doesn't. Or she would have pursued that a long time ago, right?
That's right.
So, therefore, it's easier to get a civil case conviction than it is a criminal case, because you don't need to have all that extra evidence to prove it, correct?
That's right. I think it would be a preponderance of the evidence rather than the beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right, and they have a bunch of speculative stuff that might be able to slip through. Don't know. We'll find out soon enough. But that's where that's headed right now. That is going to be headed for a civil court, and, of course, it's going to be all about fraud. And then if they do get a conviction, they're going to go, oh, look, the guy's a fraudster, he's this, that, and the other. They're trying anything they can to get him disqualified as a presidential candidate.
Well, of course, yeah, this is the throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. But I did hear Alan Dershowitz a while back comment on Letitia James, and he brought up a great point, Captain. As you mentioned, she ran on the idea that she was going to get Trump. Now, to run it to be a prosecutor to say, don't worry, I'll go find something on this guy, it just seems to be so wrong in terms of how our justice system is set up.
Of course.
Justice is supposed to be blind. We're supposed to look at facts. It's not, you know, this was a political kind of thing, and it's incredibly distasteful, and I think the voters next time around ought to make that expressed very, very, very loudly.
Now, what state does Joe Biden come from?
State of Delaware.
A Delaware state court blocked the voting by mail bill that got passed. They did that on September the 14th after ruling that the state's mail-in voting practices violate the Delaware Constitution. Barring further judicial or legislative action, the ruling means mail-in voting will not be available in the upcoming general elections in Delaware on November the 8th.
Now, isn't that interesting? Because, Captain, of course, you and I, and many of the listeners to the program, many of the people we know, we try to live in the world where, is it lawful, right? Is it constitutional? Can you do this? Well, this is what the Delaware State Court is saying, that it's not lawful to do what they've been doing. But the Democrats will have the following argument, and that will be, but we want everybody to vote. We want to count all the votes. Everybody's vote has to be in there and this kind of stuff. Well, there are so many great ways to go vote, but you can't do it this way according to the state constitution. If you want to change the constitution, you can start that process. But, Captain, they will simply seize on this as voter suppression.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Thanks for that. We're either a nation of laws or we're not. And so many times the Democrat Party elite don't want us to be that.
Now, I got a little, it's not a breaking news story, but it's another story about Ron DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, just a little while ago, said that they're going to send another 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. And more will be coming after that.
Well, right. Pointing up the hypocrisy, number one. We got a call the other night, I think it was from Ian. He said, don't worry, the Democrats don't care about being called hypocrites. I tend to agree with that. I don't think they care about the hypocrisy being pointed out. But it's the voters who will see the hypocrisy and they'll say to themselves, wait a minute, these people have been lying to us and they're just manipulating us. So let's vote for somebody else. That's my hope in it.
Speaking of wait a minute, would you hear this? In a new poll, most voters are telling Joe Biden to stop blaming the MAGA supporters for the problems that America has and to look squarely at himself and his administration.
Well,
and
I don't know.
Some of these voters happen to be Democrats.
Well, that's right. Well, they saw through the speech the other night, the horrible, terrible speech. And they understand, Captain, that they're trying to create a boogeyman. They're not taking responsibility. It's one thing that American voters want. They want politicians and leaders to take responsibility. If they don't do it, they don't trust them, and they're not going to vote for them.
Yeah, you bet. By the way, Representative Mike Waltz is one of our sharp Florida congressmen down here. Is talking about Undersecretary Pete Butthead. I mean, Buttigieg. Why do we keep doing that? Is it just force of habit, right?
I think so.
And he says, here's what he's seen about Buttigieg. He says, number one, we've seen insane flight delays at the airports. Number two, we've seen port backlogs, except for the state of Florida, because Florida controls their own ports down here. They don't rely on the federal government to tell them when they can launch a ship or bring one in. And finally, gasoline shortages. We haven't had any, so to speak, in this state. Not to say that we won't, but right now everything is pretty well organized because of our great governor.
Well, that's right. That's right. But, of course, across the nation, whether there's a shortage or not, it's really difficult to buy gasoline because it's so darned expensive. And but, of course, Captain Secretary Buttigieg, he's supposed to be above criticism, and he's actually one of the people that they actually think they could run for president. Go figure. I mean, this is the mentality of the whole thing.
Well, he would love to run for president.
Well, sure. Oh, sure. But he doesn't have a great record. And his record is worse now. I mean, my goodness gracious me. All these things, all these terrible things that Mike Waltz is talking about, you know, this is all under Buttigieg.
Yeah, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. I mean, these people that were brought in to be cabinet secretaries and whatnot, they were brought in, some of them, to be obstructionists.
Well, right, right. What other conclusion can we come to? Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
You tell me. We'll both know.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We're coming up on the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle's going to go over here on hold, and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to try to find Jeff out here in the parking lot. He's out here somewhere. We'll have to find him, and let's see if we can bring him in now.
To radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alvey, Living on a Prayer. Look at those haircuts. How long ago was that, Kyle?
Living on a Prayer? I'm going to say it's like 83, 84, maybe 82.
Well, they had the long hair, and it was down the back and all that stuff. I was going to say late 70s, maybe.
Yeah, I think it might be 80s, but I'm telling you, it still sounds great today. And, I've actually heard him play stuff like that at the ball game and things like that. And the whole stadium starts singing. In fact, this particular song, I heard it the other night.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had him here at some of the baseball games here before. So there you go. All righty. Well, take it away. What's going on out west with the weather?
Well, Captain, we're going to do a little future cast here at the beginning. It looks like a heavy storm is going to come in, maybe drench the Bay Area as we go into this weekend. It doesn't look like it's going to affect Southern California at all, but Northern California and the Bay Area could get some pretty significant rain after, when the temperatures were up around 115 degrees not all that long ago. So we'll welcome the water. There's no doubt about that. This is, I think, all coming down from Alaska, basically, from the Arctic. But also out around west, of course, we still have wildfire smoke. This is going to be around I-80 in Reno up towards Susanville in Northern California. We've got air quality alerts, bad quality air around Helena, Montana, Missoula, Montana, and then also parts of central Idaho. We still have rain on the map. This is going to be in the Salt Lake City area, our friends in Salt Lake, also up towards Logan, and then down I-15 south of Salt Lake City as you head towards Beaver in Utah there. So be very careful on the road there because you got rain coming across the road, and drive safe out there.
Well, we got us a little weather, a couple of changes to the weather map. We'll get to that in a second, but we'll start out up around Duluth, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We do have some rain up there tonight and some flooding conditions, some spotty flooding along the lake shore, if you will, up there, Lake Superior. And I also will tell you that we have a little bit of it over on the Lake Michigan side, too, up to the north. So that's what's going on there. And coming on down into, let's see, Texas, the Dallas Metroplex, we've got a poor air quality alert again, and that continues over east on I-20 to Louisiana. And then Houston, Galveston, same scenario down there. And then it's kind of hit or miss and bounces all the way down to Harlingen and Brownsville. And then, of course, from Lafayette, Louisiana, over towards New Orleans, we have the same scenario there. We do have some weather tonight in the Gulf, which is working its way northward into the peninsula of Florida. Frank Silvato's probably going to be waking up to some rain, and that comes over towards Big Bend in Florida. It's working its way straight north, if you will. We're going to have some company coming across in a little while with Fiona, and we'll tell you all about that. That's now a tropical storm. Could be a hurricane later today. Moving on up into West Virginia, moving on up into the eastern part of Kentucky, the southeastern corner of Ohio tonight. We've got some conditions ripe for that dense fog again, so we could be seeing some dense fog here in another hour or so. So be advised of that. You also got some fog and some conditions up in Jersey tonight, working your way up out of Delaware and out of Maryland, and a little bit of rough seas around Jersey, around Long Island, on up around Cape Cod and up towards Nova Scotia tonight. Now, it is cold tonight, Kyle, up in Maine. We have a frost warning up in Maine tonight. Up north, the Presque Isle, Caribou, up in that part of the Maine, you're definitely going to get some cooler temperatures up there. So that's going to help the potatoes along a little bit, if you will, mature them a little bit more, which is always good for the potato farmers, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, sure.
All right, so tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Yep, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. So have yourself a great day, great evening, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good, Captain. You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate you listening. Now, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Sign up for the Truckers Club. You can also get into the motorboat, the RV club, and have the same amenities that the truck drivers do, and that'll save you a bunch of money, too, and get you some points along the way that you can use, just like the truck drivers are using. Okay, let's go over to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it looks like as if we've got this scenario with the rail workers have gone back to work. However, ooh, that sounded neat. With the rail workers that have gone back to work, well, it was really loud, whatever it was. The rail workers have gone back to work, but they're making it sound like this is great and the economy is booming and all that. And I wish Biden would get his facts together because he's not telling the truth on this stuff.
Well, the big question is that he had actually put together a task force. I don't know who was in the task force. I tried pretty hard to find out, but I think Buttigieg was part of it, to go through the negotiations. And they call them federally mandated negotiations. I really don't know what that means. But the other piece is we don't know what truly the final negotiations were that the unions, plural, accepted and what the American taxpayer is actually on the hook for. Because you know that we are.
I know a lot of it.
So we don't know what this is going to cost. We have no idea.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because I know a lot of what they got out of the deal. Let's see.
No, here. But I'm saying what the federal government said that they would ante up with.
Well, 50,000 workers are going to get a 24% raise over 5 years. That's number one. Back pay will
right.
be $11,000 per worker if ratified. It's got to be ratified. And, of course, they are immediately going to get a $14.10 per hour pay raise.
Correct. Now, how is it that the railroads can afford that kind of money?
It's all government. All government money, right?
That's my point.
Yep, it's all government money. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, where are you? There you are.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.